You know, it's not that long since we heard of the first reports of these kids, fundamentally children, carrying knives. I remember it was a bloke heading home, I think, with a six-pack or something, out on Mulgrave Road, confronted with children carrying knives, demanding the grog be handed over or whatever. I mean, that's like a couple of years ago, and now it's de rigueur. It's happening all over the place. It's become a fashion for these out-of-control children to carry knives, and it's only a matter of time till they get to a very bad attack, if you like. Now, I'm just going to read from the front page of today's Cairns Post. It says here, a Cairns bus driver allegedly had a knife held to his throat while he was robbed by a group of youths in a terrifying attack. The four boys allegedly entered the Sun bus, which was parked on Haywood Street in Moorabool, about 9:30 p.m. Saturday, produced the knife and demanded cash before stealing the cash drawer. The group then fled with the drawer, which contained a small amount of money. Police have launched a major investigation into the incident, which they've labelled extremely dangerous behaviour. The 54-year-old male driver suffered a minor cut to his neck, allegedly from the blade of the knife. Now, as it turned out, we had some information that came through earlier on in the police report on this particular matter. One apprehension. Detectives from the CIB charged a 15-year-old Manura boy regarding these allegations. Now, you've got to get a picture in your mind of a 15-year-old boy. These kids, it's just bizarre that now they're out there carrying knives and representing a real, an existential threat to the safety of our population. Now, I put a call through to Brian Huxley. He's been very strong on these particular matters over recent times. He's the Far North District Chief Superintendent. Brian, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, John.
Good to talk to you again, although it's a dreadful business we've got to talk about. Once again, you've gone in here in the paper saying, listen, this is getting really, really serious. Just expand on the point you'd like to make.
I think it's the fact that we've got a 15-year-old who's armed with a knife has planned the attack. Now, this will be alleged by the police that the 15-year-old with his co-offenders, the youngest of whom we believe is 8 years of age, have planned the attack on this bus driver. For me, extremely dangerous. That held the knife to the fellow's neck. The mark is there for it. We can see that this wasn't just some idle threat with somebody some distance away. He's gone right up and he's held it to his neck. If the bus driver, I think, had not have remained as calm as he did under the most extraordinary circumstances, this could have been far more serious. This is an extremely dangerous situation. The allegations that have been put to me are just outrageous. This is not acceptable at all, and so we have put resources into this job. I think it's part of the success of the police up here that they're able to apprehend the offenders. There's very, very good police work which will be no doubt come out during the court proceedings in relation to this, but some very good police work to be able to identify the offender very quickly. To get good evidence that shows what's actually occurred, and then also to be able to identify that this person, this 15-year-old, is linked in with another bunch of offenders who are responsible for stealing firearms. So this is very, very concerning, and so I'm just incredibly pleased with the effort of the police to get on top of this really quickly, and to make sure that we apprehend the offenders involved. And can you imagine the parents of an 8-year-old who are going to be spoken to at some stage or another around that kid's involvement in such a serious offence? It's just absolutely unbelievable. It's
interesting, the role of CCTV here too. It says Chief Super Huxley said police had been assisted by CCTV on the bus and surrounding businesses which had been seized. The four alleged offenders are described as male and of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander appearance. Have you rounded them all up?
Not all of them at this stage, John. We're still moving in that particular direction, but I'm confident that we'll have them wrapped up before too long at all. And Yeah, it is. It's the technology does help us, but this was I've got to tell you, this was some good old fashioned police work that broke the case for us. Mm. The CCTV is incredibly important when it comes time to the evidence that we put before the court. Mm. And Sunbus have done a tremendous job in investing in the security of the bus drivers with this technology, and we're working with them. In fact, I believe that I've got senior officers actually talking to the senior people from Sunbus about what's occurred and what it is that we need to do to get on top of it. And I'm committing more plainclothes police resources undercover on buses. We're doing that again. Mm. This one here just really this one really gets me on.
Yeah,
bus drivers parked on the side of the road having a break.
Yeah,
so it's just really just disgraceful.
Now, the driver himself, this has been a horrific experience. Is he okay? Mm.
Look, honestly, I don't know exactly how he's going. If he's going okay, I would be incredibly surprised. Mm. This would have been an absolutely frightening event for anybody to go through, to have been faced with such a vicious assault and such a dangerous one that could easily have ended up in a much different situation. I would say that... I spoke to some of my people this morning about it. I just said, look, I think that this guy has, without having spoken to him personally, has done an outstanding job in remaining calm and collected throughout the event because that clearly has helped himself and his life. There's no doubt about that.
Do you know, I think listeners are going to take some comfort in you mentioning that you're putting the undercover officers onto the buses.
It's a key strategy. It's worked well for us in the past, and so we're doing that as a general strategy. The we've got to be able to send a very clear message to these young thugs as to that they're not going to get away with it, and that these buses are not a soft target for them to easily just go and attack people. And so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Let's focus on this and let's send them a very clear message.
Exactly. Good to talk to you, Brian, this morning. It's been very powerful what you've had to say. Thank you.
Yeah, no problems at all, John.
That's Brian Huxley. He's the Far North District Chief Superintendent of Police.